Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, where I'm sure you could say it with me by now, where we are friends that are friends of Jesus. And through scripture and meditation and prayer and just enjoying Jesus, we're starting our morning the way that friends that are friends of Jesus start their morning, and that is with Jesus. Talking with Jesus, hanging out with Jesus, praying as we can, not as we can't, and then continuing to do that throughout the day. Now, for you, this is Thursday morning, so happy Thursday morning. For me, it is Wednesday morning, and actually, I just recorded my podcast that you listened to yesterday. I hope this isn't getting too confusing. But right after I recorded the podcast that you listened to yesterday in John chapter 14 about the feeding of the 5,000, God can do a lot with our little, right as I was kind of landing the plane of the podcast, four words just stood out to me. And so I just decided, you know what? I'm going to hit play and record a podcast for tomorrow because these four words are just filling my heart. And I am praying right now that by the power of the Holy Spirit, these four words fill your heart, almost become a mantra for me and for you and for us as we pick up our cross and follow Jesus. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Taken, Blessed, Broken, and Given. And I have to give a lot of credit to a man named Henry Nouwen. And by the way, if you're looking for a kind of a contemplative book, like a devotional book, Henry Nouwen is a great, great person to go to. He's an amazing spiritual guide, a lover of Jesus, and has written some incredible books. And they're small, so they're actually kind of easy to read and get through. Anyway, I have to credit Henry Nouwen. Taken, Blessed, Broken, and Given. And so I don't have a question this morning because I just hit play and I'm just going with it. But in the story of the feeding of the 5,000, right, the disciples try to send everybody away. As we learned yesterday, Jesus says, don't send them away. You give them something to eat. The disciples say, we don't have really anything but five loaves and two fish. And Jesus says, bring it to me. And then we pick up reading in verse 19, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the five loaves. There's the taking. And looking up to heaven, he gave thanks. He thanked God. He asked a blessing on these loaves. So there's the taking and then the blessing and then the part we don't like. He broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people, and everybody was fed and blessed. Jesus took, he blessed, he broke, and he gave. And everybody was satisfied. Now, I know what some of you were thinking. Oh, Travis, that's a little allegorical for this passage. Like, what Matthew means in this passage is simply that Jesus, you know, took bread and he thanked God for it and he broke it, like, you know, began to tear it apart, and then he gave it. I mean, we can't over-spiritualize or over-allegorize this story, but if we keep reading further into Matthew, we find a very famous mealtime where Jesus is with his disciples, and it's right before his arrest, right before his passion, and we know this is communion, the Eucharist, the friendship meal. Jesus took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke the bread, And he gave the bread to his disciples, and they took and they ate. And Jesus says, when you do this, I want you to remember me. It's like an acted parable, like an active symbol of who Jesus is and what Jesus is about. Now, what I don't know, and this is a fun question, is did the experience of communion and the Lord's Supper happen first? Taken, blessed, broken, given. And then Matthew kind of heard and read that back into the feeding of the 5,000. Taken, blessed, broken, and given. Or is that what they experienced Jesus doing with the loaves, and then they experienced Jesus doing it again with the Eucharist, and it became this symbol of not only, and here's the point, not only what Jesus is all about, but what we are called to be all about as followers of Jesus, a people taken by God, a people blessed by God. And by the way, you can't be blessed by God unless you allow God to take you. And in that word taken, I think, is the doctrine of election, which is a controversial doctrine in the New Testament, but it's God saw you, God chose you, God wanted you. Before the creation of the world, God saw you, he chose you, he wanted you, he took you. And there's something about God allowing us to participate in it and saying, yes, take me. Yes, take me. And unless we've allowed God to take us, we can't truly be blessed by God. And so there's the taking, and then there's the blessing. And then the part that we don't like, we wish it was only three parts, but it is four, the breaking of the bread, the breaking of us. You know, Jesus was broken on the cross, and we are called to be broken. And right now we can maybe think about how God is breaking us. He has taken us, and we've participated in that. He has blessed us, and he is blessing us. And now comes the breaking. How is God breaking you? How is God sharpening you? Shaping you. Remember, he is the potter and we are the clay, and he's going to mold us and he's going to make us and he's going to break us. But here's the thing. The thing is, unless you're broken, you can't be, what's the fourth word? Given. Unless you're broken, you can't be given. Unless you're truly broken, unless you allow yourself to be broken in the hands of Jesus, you can't be then given in the hands of Jesus. And unless you're given, people can't be blessed. People can't be fed. People can't be loved. People can't be encouraged. People can't be saved. Healed, unless we allow ourselves to be broken in the hands of Jesus, and it's a breaking of love. Unless that happens, we can't be given. And in the story, you know, when the bread was given to all the people, they ate and they were satisfied and they were blessed. So we are satisfied because Jesus allowed himself to be taken, blessed, broken, and given. And so now in the image of Jesus, we get to be a people in marriage, in friendship, in ministry, in business, in this moment, in next moment, when we're in front of people, when we're not around anybody, in our heart, in our mind, in our actions, we get to be a people that are taken by God, blessed by God, broken by God, and then given by God for the healing and the salvation and the freeing and the blessing of the nations for the glory of God. And so that is the prayer that we're going to pray this morning. God, take me. God, bless me. Oh God, I can't believe I'm praying this, but break me so that you can give me and spend me like a coin in your pocket, however you have ordained me to be spent. So let's pray that prayer this morning. Let's pray it slow. Let's think about it. Let's internalize it. And then let's pray the prayer for the rest of the day. And let's live today in the presence of Jesus as friends that are friends of Jesus, saying, God, take me again today. Bless me again today. God, break me again today. And then give me for your glory. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we will talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.